The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as temperatures across Europe continue to soar into the 40s, what should you know if you are travelling, especially with children, over the coming weeks? Joining me now to discuss this is Dr. Brendan O'Shea, Kildare GP and Medical Director at KDOC. Good evening to you, Brendan. Many people will be on their holidays over the coming weeks, Spain, France, Portugal, Greece, and it is incredibly hot. I suppose, is this just about being a bit sensible, or are there sort of special precautions people need to take?
I think we're kind of in the special precautions that people need to take. I suppose I've got a couple of unhelpful, difficult things to say. That word is still being used about it, that there's a heat wave on. This isn't a heat wave. This is something really quite different. A heat wave was something in the 1960s and the Beach Boys wrote songs to it, and it was one region that became warm for 2 weeks. This is completely different. The planet is really struggling. But, you know, the brief is for those people who are now committed to go to mainland Europe, where the temperatures are 5, 10 or 15 degrees higher. So what can they do, and what, you know, how can they have a safe, enjoyable holiday? Before I dip into that, children under five, there's a conservative case that you shouldn't take them anywhere, that the back garden is the place to go, or the beach in Ireland. And we see in practice, we see parents getting very stressed because of money, because of time. Small children, what they really want is they want quality time with their family, and arguably it's probably a lot less important to them where they go. So save the money, save the packing, stay at home and stay in the garden. But if you've done it, and if you're travelling,
I was going to say, Brendan, there'd be many people who say that's all very well and good, but we've booked and paid for this holiday and we're heading off to wherever it is, Italy or somewhere.
Let's go with them.
So what do you do, particularly if you have small children and you arrive into somewhere in the south of France or wherever, because lots of Europe is affected, and it is 41 degrees?
Well, look, many patients are absolutely brilliant. They're hugely resourceful and they're planning and they're organised. And then there's another proportion who aren't. So what do the smart ones do about this? You do pack, and you pack for all the usual things, but you pay particular attention to your medical inventory. So you really can't travel without ibuprofen and paracetamol. And yes, you can always get those things, particularly if you stay in Europe, but it's good to have a good supply in your travelling.
Okay.
I wouldn't leave home without a tube of 1% hydrocortisol, a large amount of sunblock. If your kids are in the hay fever part of life, make sure you've got antihistamines. And then it seems really obvious, but just if your child has special medical considerations, make sure you travel with the appropriate medication. The old Australian campaign to slip, slap and slop, I think is still very fantastic. Make sure you travel with long sleeves, so that you slip on the long sleeves. You slap on hats. Hats are the thing. Everybody wears them. And slap on lots of factor 50 and make sure you... And to just remember that even 20 minutes or half an hour without the sunblock can absolutely destroy 4 or 5 days of the holiday. So don't travel without this stuff. And like I say, the smart crowd have this on a list. They have it very well organised.
Yeah. For small children, Brendan, do you recommend those, you know, those UV suits, the little zip-up suits that kind of go from their knees down to their elbows, and you can get in and out of the pool with it and all of that? Is that a good idea?
It is completely a good idea. And remember, we're largely Irish. Now, Ireland is a much more interesting country. It's much more multicultural. But the natives with pale white skin, we don't travel well in the sun. So embrace the siesta culture and try and make that happen. Try and get out of the sun from 10 or 11 o'clock until 3 or 4 o'clock. Be continental and plan different activities when the sun is at peak. These are all things that make it a lot less likely that you're going to be afflicted with serious sunburn and also becoming dehydrated, becoming irritable.
I was going to ask you about hydration. What are we talking about in terms of requirements for fluids or for liquids for people in this kind of temperature?
Well, what to drink and how much to drink. And biochemically, there are certain of the soft drinks, so we won't mention at all ordinary 7-Up, but ordinary 7-Up or Diorolite, and particularly if you're dealing with a diarrheal illness, as you might do on holidays, it's good to have this. many people really push water, and water is great. But if we drink a lot of water, that can contribute to nausea. A drink that contains some glucose is more rapidly absorbed. So it's good to have some of that with us. And again, mums and dads, particularly mums, understand how much their kids drink. So a good rule of thumb is aim to ensure at least three quarters or full of the normal consumption of alcohol over 24 hours. As a definition, that fits toddlers and young children and anybody. So no, and again, the smart kids, the smart parents are good at this. They know in volume in terms of how many mils or how many litres their child will consume over 24 hours. That's the gold standard.
And I presume when it is very hot, because I've seen news messages from France and things, they're giving out free cinema tickets. They're in the UK, they're advising people not to take the train because it's because of heat. And they're talking about putting chalk on the windows. We're talking about this really extreme heat and extreme weather phenomenon. I presume at the hottest parts of the day, get in somewhere cool, get into air conditioning, be it a shopping mall or wherever it is, get inside away from that oppressive heat.
Completely. And again, all families are different. But if you've got smallies that are three or four, if you've got babies under one, they will become more acutely unwell more quickly. They're just significantly more vulnerable. So don't be the Irish abroad, the pale white Irish abroad, those ones. Embrace the culture and get in out of the sun when the sun is at peak. Listen to the local bulletins and follow them. Okay. Yeah. Most people are very good at this. There is a percentage who, between one reason or another, don't really follow the guidance, and they're the ones who are particularly likely to end up in the emergency department. You're looking at sunstroke, you're looking at dehydration, all of the trivial illnesses that everybody's still going to get, like viral respiratory tract infections. They are significantly more dangerous when you're dealing with this kind of heat.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Brendan O'Shea there, Kildare GP and Medical Director at KDOC. And if you are going away, do take care, do avoid that oppressive heat. Never leave your kids in the car. Get indoors, cover up, and lots of fluids.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.